A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Just a quick note before we get started with today's episode. This podcast is supported by the amazing team at TRX. Their suspension trainers are designed for pros and built for everybody to use wherever you are. I see these in high-end gyms and the homes of trainers, coaches, and fitness enthusiasts like me all over the world. The TRX app contains more than 1,000 videos to train you at your level and improve you every day. TRX is the world's most versatile, affordable, and effective gym, and we're happy and proud that they're sponsoring the Quality of Life podcast. Hello and welcome to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harreg, the youngest Arab and the first Saudi woman to climb Everest and the Seven Summits.
And today, we're meeting Charlie. Charlie Guest is a Scottish World Cup alpine ski racer. She is the first British woman ever to win in an alpine European Cup race and qualified for her second Winter Olympic Games in Beijing, helping Team Great Britain reach the quarterfinal. She also suffered a career-threatening crash on the slopes in 2014, which left her with 4 broken vertebrae.
You already mentioned this, but I would like to know in detail, what are the challenges you faced? I mean, your sport was very male-dominated, and as you mentioned, even till now, it's perceived to be that it's more men-centered or more important, like the example you gave for the video. So I would love to know, what are the biggest challenges you faced in your sport?
We could be here all day talking about this, to be honest. So I really try not to talk about it too much because otherwise, like, everyone's going to get such a negative view of alpine skiing. But really, it is a fantastic sport. It's really good fun. You get outside. The biggest challenge is, yeah, I'd say as I get older, my eyes are opened more to the male domination of our sport and how much things are geared towards the men that you don't even realize, like the equipment is quite often based off of a male physique, and the clothing is quite often unisex, which is based on men. And then you get into training programs, which I guess is quite a lot of people know, like women haven't been taking part in clinical trials really until the last 20 years. So quite a lot of the training programs that I grew up doing were designed for guys and just given to us girls as like, okay, we'll do a few less reps or do a lower weight or whatever. And so when I look back on it, you know, I've suffered from a lot of injuries. And I broke my back in 2014. So like 10 years ago now. And I broke 4 vertebrae and it took me 5 years to really recover from that kind of an injury. And I just think, I wonder if it could have been slightly different. I'd say that there is that. And, you know, obviously then there's the financial side of competing in a sport that isn't funded by your government. So always finding sponsors, finding independent funding has been a real barrier, I would say, or a real challenge that I've faced throughout my career. And again, then it's easier for guys to make more money in these sports when there is like an old boys network or contracts for men look slightly different than they do for women from a number of commercial sponsors. So yeah, those are the biggest challenges. And besides the obvious like injuries and finances in general.
But bravo on you for overcoming them and still being able to carve a name for yourself and not being weighed down by the boy club, because a lot of women can really have talent and have opportunity but don't really have the skin thickness or the resilience to not fall under the pressure of being in a boy, trying to fight the boys club. Do you know what I mean?
I think to begin with, I didn't see it, if I'm honest. I didn't realize that the environment I was in was so male dominated. Again, I think that's largely thanks to my mum, who kind of brought me up as like not being treated any different than my brother, for example, or the guys around me, and kind of taught like, no, you just, you do what they do. You just get involved and just be yourself. And so, yeah, that's been, that was really nice. That ignorance was bliss. And then you start to realize, hold on a second, like, that's different for them than it is for me. And why are those opportunities more easily open for them than they are for me? Why is that TV time more for them than it is for me, even if my results are the same? And yeah, it does, it has weighed on me, I would say. But yeah, I'm, and that's something I'm really excited about, I suppose, for the next chapter in my career, is being able to use my voice to kind of iron out a few of these things, maybe for the next generation, and use those things that I've learned for good, just for the, yeah, for the next group of girls, because they deserve it.
It weighed on you, but it didn't put you down. It made you stronger, absolutely. You wouldn't have been the person you are today had they won. So take solace in knowing that even though it was very difficult, in the end you won, because you broke the barrier and you didn't fall under the trap of, you know, you're a girl, you can't do these things. So bravo on you for being able to fight. But yeah, because we tend to not give credit for ourselves, because I'm the same. I'm the same. I don't see what I've achieved in my sporting career as something big. And then I'm reminded from time to time through friends and peers. So I'm doing the same for you. I'm paying it forward.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's absolutely, you've overcome it and you're an inspiration to many. You've mentioned this and we're honored that you had an announcement, but I would love to know even more in detail in the new chapter in Charlie's life now. You're starting a new chapter.
Yeah.
Different to the one before, but just as important. So what's that looking like?
Yeah, no, I'm incredibly excited, actually. Like, I am sad to leave professional sport as in an athlete capacity behind, and I'll always be sad that I maybe didn't stand on top of an Olympic podium or a World Cup podium. But yeah, as you said, I think I can walk away proud of what I've achieved and proud of the barriers that I have one more year of university left. I'm studying psychology. So I've got my last year to complete with that, which I'm really excited about. I'm going to be doing my thesis on injuries in professional athletes and how they cope. So that is quite appropriate for me, I would say. And after that, I'm really not 100% sure, but the one thing that I am set on is that I really love my sport. I really love alpine skiing. I still want to be involved somehow. Maybe just on the other side of the fence, but I think everything I've learned and the experience I've got, I really want to be able to pay that forward and showcase the incredible characters and talent that we have within alpine skiing. Just show the world what the athletes can do and what, especially what the girls can do. And whatever that looks like, whether that's on TV, whether that's commentating, whether that's broadcasting, whether it's in the sports politics world, I don't know. But I'm excited to see what the opportunities are once I've got this year of university out of the way, because that's also important in that I need this year, I think, to focus in on myself and give myself the rest and nurture, I suppose, that I'm needing after 15 years of sort of pushing myself to the absolute limit every day. Yeah, I need that time to decompress a bit, connect with my friends and family, like I've said before, and then see what opportunities are there, or what opportunities I can create once I'm finished uni.
There are so many aspiring female and male athletes, I'm sure, listening to this. What's something you'd like them to know? What's a word of wisdom that you'd like to share that helped you along your journey?
Ooh, okay. I think one thing that I always came back to quite often was I had a coach, maybe when I was about 14, had said to me, if you're looking at two options, the easy option is probably the wrong one. Put in the hard work and you'll be one step closer towards your goals, or at least be getting towards your goals in the right way. That seems really simple, but sometimes it takes a little bit of thinking about the options in front of you and thinking, am I taking this option just because it's the path of least resistance, or is it actually the best one for my future or for the goal that I'm working towards?
Yeah. I think the world is split into two types of people. Those who see an easy path and say, yeah, I'll take it. and those who see an easy path and path and question, why is it easy?
Why is it easy? Exactly. That's
why is it? Why is it easy?
That's what that's what it was missing there. It was like, why is this easy? Like,
why is this easy?
Out of it, what I need.
And whenever I find something easy, I always question, well, why didn't anyone else did it? Like, and then you find out that it's easy because it's common. It's because it's what's, you know, we say in Arabic, mu'tad, what is used to, what is common. Mu'tad is common in English. And there's nothing wrong with common. A lot of people like common, a lot of people like comfort, but it's those of us who can't live in the common are the ones that go after the difficult roads. And that's what separates the lines of history between the names it chooses and the names that it forgets. So that's how I see life, regardless.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Of the, what did you say? You wanted in your Olympic podium and the World Cup podium. Regardless of that, take solace in knowing that you have absolutely carved your name in history. Absolutely. And you're one of those people who chose the difficult path. So as we say, like you lift your head up in Arabic, rafat al-ras in Arabic, we say like lift your head up in pride because you achieved incredible things and you've inspired so many people to overcome also your difficult accident. So regardless of whether or not, I know the feeling, last year I really wanted to because I play beach volleyball for Saudi. First year, I was very fortunate. I got the first prize. Second year, I unfortunately 4 points away from the first prize again. And I was devastated. But in the end, I thought I was the only Saudi girl in the final. I was the only Saudi local female to play.
That's
and
amazing.
That's something.
That is
that's
really
something.
Cool.
Like, okay, yeah. I didn't get the gold medal, but at least I represent something that I didn't have growing up. I didn't have females who climbed and played beach volleyball and so on. So I salute you for the incredible journey and I can't wait to see what you do in the future.
And I'm just interested in your words of wisdom in this, because I want to know. I want to know what the one thing is that you would say that you've learned, because you've obviously achieved some incredible
things. A lot. I've learned, thank you. I've learned so much along the way, but I think the most important are twofold. One, you're not going to make everybody happy, so you might as well make yourself happy. Like you just...
That's a good one.
Everybody will have a critique. Like everybody will have... So you might as well make yourself happy. That's first. Be happy with yourself. And then the one that really, really hammered into me as I became one of the very few women, well, thankfully now not anymore, but when I started off, was the difference between being a failure and failing. Because there are two different things.
Yeah.
I was always so afraid to fail at something because of social, you know, repercussion, what people think. I don't want to fail. But there's no shame in failing. In failing in something, there's no, it's not something you should be ashamed of. You're trying. Being a failure is failing and giving up and saying, I'm done.
That's true.
And I'm done. So they're two completely different things. Everyone that has done anything in history has failed in something or the other that led them to their greatness. But most people are too afraid. Even myself was so afraid to even just start because I don't want to fail. But honey, failing is tax of life. Like it's part of what you need to pay in order for you. nothing comes easy. And if, again, like what we talked about, if it comes easy, question it. Like,
yeah,
there's something wrong.
Yeah, there's something.
If it comes
okay
easy,
with this.
There's something okay with, unless you're very, very lucky and you won the lottery, then, you know, bravo, mabruk for you, yay.
But you probably had quite a few failings along the way. You bought a few tickets.
Exactly. Or maybe you really needed it. And I really think that, or maybe that's a test for you. You winning the lottery is the biggest test for you to see if you can be a good person or be an ass. So not everything that comes for you in gold and ribbons is good for you. Not everything that's difficult for you is bad for you. So learning that and realizing that failures are lessons that you have to pay really made me more confident and more bold in just trying things and going out there and achieving things and just, you know, not worrying too much about what people think. It stemmed from that understanding that they're two completely different things.
I love that.
To fail? Yeah, to fail is that
I'm
you're actively
taking
doing
that
something.
Forward 100%.
Absolutely. Please do, because it's really, once, especially women, we're so afraid that, you know, being, notice the difference between men and women when they start new things. Men are more confident in being bad at things in the beginning. Like they're more confident, they get more competitive, yes. But they're more confident in picking up something for the first time, as opposed to women. We're always like very cautious and trying to, you know, to take the steps one by one. So yeah, that has really, really taught me a big, big lesson. As we say in Arabic, "Gadat ikmat al-mal," which means that sitting with you will never be boring. But unfortunately, I know that you have to go and I don't want to take too much of your time. It was such a pleasure, Charlie, to meet you. You're a great beacon for women everywhere. A great example of resilience, of determination. You had a back injury and you came back, mashallah, stronger. And you proved that it doesn't matter if you're a woman, if it's meant for you and you have the time and the resilience, then it will be yours in the end. So I wish you the best of luck in your new chapter. Take time off. Go find a beach somewhere to chill for a while. You deserve it. Dubai has great weather now. It's the fantastic season at the moment. Allow yourself time to celebrate and to let your body that you've abused, because if you're anything like me, you've abused and you suffer, you made that body suffer, give it its rightful rest before you tackle something new. So I wish you all the best, Charlie.
Thank you very much. Thanks for your time. It's lovely to speak to you.
Pleasure is mine. Thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the Quality of Life podcast, hosted by me, Raham Harrak, and produced by Pineapple Audio Production. Please do follow us and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And keep listening every Friday morning and Tuesdays for our mini bonus episodes.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.